From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
I got fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
Rode to the river.
It's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. The guy who hasn't nerve enough to have a toothache. Smiley Burnett!
Wobbly. Say things like that about me, and I was just about to say something nice about you. I'm going to do it anyhow.
Go ahead.
I heard the nicest thing about you.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Dalton tells me that you are really a kind man.
Well,
he tells me that out at Santa Anita yesterday that you put your shirt on a horse that was scratched.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Listen, my God, he's smiling. He's smiling. Yeah. But why don't you tell that joke I told you yesterday?
That one you told me yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's see. But was it funny?
Oh, yeah, it was funny. Uh-huh.
You didn't tell it to me, bub. Remarkable. I was just thinking about what a wonderful thing a brain is. Now, when I was born, my brain started working right then. And
right
you know,
away, uh-huh.
It's never stopped until I get up in front of the microphone.
Uh-huh. Then what happens?
It just stops completely. Say, didn't you make out the program today?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you better take time out right now because this is when we hear from the sponsor. But you didn't bring over the little slip of paper to tell me what the gang is going to do next.
Oh, I know, but you know what.
Now, you're
is.
My assistant here, aren't you? Huh?
Yeah.
You know what? I've watched you lately, and all you do is just sit around kind of stare. Yes, sir?
Well, I know. You know, I've sort of been living in the past.
Yeah, it is cheaper, ain't it? Well, what are they going to do here? Shine on, harvest moon?
Yes,
that's
sir.
A good one.
up in the sky.
Arrived. Here's old McCory. Lay the mail down over there and come over here. Hi, Bub. How are you today?
Hi, Smiley.
Got time for a yarn?
Well, no, but I got the truth I can tell you.
Yeah, that I gotta see. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just thinking about back when I was a boy.
Yeah?
I used to go...
You got a good memory, I'll tell you that.
I used to go to old man Sam Tanford's over there, and I'd get his son, C.J., we'd go swimming, a bunch of us boys.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over there one afternoon, kind of in the early fall, and old man Sim, I says, is C.J. around? And he says, well, says he's down there in that Aiken patch on the riverbank. He says, what you going to do? And I said, well, we want to get him go swimming with us.
Yeah?
So he said, well, it's all right for that boy to go swimming, but you tell him before he goes that be sure and pull all them hogs.
Pull all the hogs?
That's what he said.
Well, now, I'm an old farmer boy from up in Wisconsin, and I never heard of that one before. What on earth is that all about?
Well, I went down there, and that was C.J., and he had all them hogs lined up just like children fixing to get on a school bus.
Yeah?
And he had the most unique sling you ever saw on the end of a hickory pole.
I see.
And you know the corn crop was short, and the acorns hadn't failed yet.
I think I'm getting led into something now. What is this now?
Well, so he'd take each hog, and he'd put him on his sling, and then he'd put him on this pole, and he'd hold him up in the tree.
Lash him to the pole and put him up in the tree, and he'd eat acorns. I get it. That's pulling hogs. Oh, McCory! I always enjoyed that little story. Say, speaking of tricks, come here, fellas. I want to tell you one. I've been saving this up for days. You know, you have to admit that a fella comes along and shows you a good trick now and again, and a while back, a feller from up in New England, he come out here to the West, and you know, boys, for riding herd on a dollar, he couldn't be touched. Boy, he was sharp as a sack of chisels. Well, here's what happened. This feller went into the cowman's bank up in Pioneer Town, and he says to the mainmost man, he says, I would like to borrow $1. The banker, thinking he was just a kid, and says, now, do you want it on a personal or a business loan? Well, sir, this New Englander says, I want it on a business loan. The banker says, well, what do you have for security? Well, sir, he said, Mr. Banker, I've got a $500 bond. So they loaned him the dollar, and ever so often, about every 6 months or so, why, he'd come in and he'd give him 2 or 3 cents. One day, about 2 years later, the banker, thinking this feller was just pulling his leg and wanting him to ask some questions, he says to him, he said, hey, Ben, says, what's the gag on this dollar I loaned you? The feller says, now, that ain't no gag. You used to charge me $12 a year for a deposit box to keep my $500 bond in. Now you're taking care of it for 6 cents a year. Yeah, say, especially for the small fry, I've got a little song, for a little Indian thing here. Let's get some Indian music started here.
Faraway mountains, the high Paiutes, there lived a little Injun, he was mighty cute. And all of the braves would go to hunt the bear, and they'd tell a little Injun, you stay right there. They'd tell a little Injun, you stay right there. One day all the hunters were away, when a limpy old hound started in to bay. Scared the little Indian out of his hide, when he heard right by his side. When he heard
right by his side.
There stood a wildcat with great big teeth, claws like pitchforks right beneath, spitting out fire, growling like a bear, and the poor little Indian stood right there.
And the poor little Indian stood right there.
Quick like a flash, he strung up a bow, pulled her way back, and he let her go. Slapped the old wildcat right in the snoot, laid on its back, and he never made it to. When all of the braves had viewed the cat, they all agreed that that was that. Forevermore, when we hunt the bear, we want the little Injun to be right there.
We want the little Injun to be right there.
Yes, sir, we've all had fun. We'll be seeing you soon. Till then, this is Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.